You're listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcast worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, Liberated Syndication, iTunes, and multiple media channels connected to the TBFS radio network. This top-ranked business talk radio show features the obstacles and challenges that are common to business everywhere around the world. Most importantly, you'll connect with thousands of success stories on how business people overcame these hurdles on their road to success. For any business owner in our listening audience who's facing a particular problem or challenge that you've not been able to solve, you might be concerned about your future, or you're just not satisfied with the financial results in your company. Reach out to us here on the broadcast at info@thebusinessforumshow.com. We'll be happy to put you in touch with hundreds of resources that you may not have been aware are available to your business today, many of which are free. For those of you needing a professional level of assistance in your organization, many of the hosts on the broadcast also coach business owners outside of the show. We have visited with thousands of business people, seeing their struggles and challenges and their solutions to these problems. We have a clue what's working and what's not. So please don't hesitate to reach out to us today at info@thebusinessforumshow.com. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and the TBFS radio staff, I'm Kevin Hunter. Stay tuned. The Business Forum Show is next. Kevin Hunter here on the Business Forum Show, and my special guest in studio with me is Tammy Davies, and she's from Grounds for Opportunity, or otherwise known as the GFO Cafe. You can find information on the organization either on Facebook, or you can go to the website lowercolumbiacap.org. You can also call the office 360-703-3020. Well, welcome to the show, Tammy.
Thank you for having me.
Let's talk a little bit about where you came from. What got you started in doing this thing with Grounds for Opportunity and your involvement with CAP? What did you do before this?
Well, I had a background in social services, and I took a few years off. I had worked for DSHS and Children and Family Services, mm-hmm. so Child Protective Services, basically. And I took some time off when I became a new mom, and I had a great time with my son. But I decided it was time to return to work, and CAP was hiring. And they needed someone for their Meals on Wheels program, and I love older people, and I love feeding people, so it was a good match. And that's how I got started.
Yeah, so you found some alignment there. Perfect.
Yes.
So how did Grounds for Opportunity get started? Because a lot of people are familiar with Meals on Wheels, but this is something new. I had not heard of this before.
Well, so Meals on Wheels is a social services program through CAP, and it is funded with federal dollars through the Older Americans Act, but not fully funded. So we were always doing fundraising. We still are, actually, but we do a lot of fundraising. We have to ask for grants and things like that. And the idea was that we have this talented kitchen crew that's only working part-time, and if we could make meals and sell them retail, that we could be making profit to go back into the program. And from that, we started looking at other programs around the country, basically, started focusing on Fair Start out of Seattle. I think they were originally in California, but we looked at the Fair Start model out of Seattle and started working with a consultant group called Catalyst Kitchens, and kind of came up with this business plan that if we built our own kitchen, that we could take care of senior nutrition. We could have a restaurant that would be the outlet for the food, because if you're going to train people to make food, then it has to go somewhere. So that would be the senior nutrition programs, but we had to take that another level up. So that was the cafe part, to serve the community. And then if we actually made money at this venture, then that would go back into stabilizing the senior nutrition program and other CAP programs.
Providing some gap funding.
Yes.
Perfect.
So I guess diversifying our funding sources was basically where it came from.
Yeah, excellent. So now you have a cafe that not only provides the meals for the Meals on Wheels, but you're teaching students and people how to become chefs and cooks.
Yes, we have a 16-week culinary course, and we bring them in. They're adults with barriers to employment, so they have some sort of lack of work history, perhaps a criminal history, something that's keeping them from being employable. Most of the time, it's lack of skills, something to put on the resume to even get them in the door for an interview.
Sure.
And so we take them through our 16-week course, and some of them stay with us 6 months, so they get good experience. But we start out with basic sanitization, knife skills, product ID, all the way up to they eventually work on the line and cook to order. So it's kind of nice that they start out phase one, they're doing quantity cooking, basic math, peeling 50 pounds of potatoes, cutting 50 pounds of onions, all of those things, and then they move up to the actual line, which is, you know, the glamour spot, where they cook to order for the cafe.
So. When you mentioned about peeling the 50-pound bag of spuds, I had flashbacks to the Army there for a moment. So I thinking about KP duty.
Well, another piece of that, just to add on to that, is because we have the students there, it allows my senior meals to be healthier because we're able to use fresh produce because I have labor present. So it actually benefits the senior nutrition program in saving on labor and costs and producing really good food.
So it's a win-win all around.
Yeah, so it's heart healthy. We don't use salt. You know, there's all those things you can do when you're cooking from fresh ingredients.
So where do you see yourself going with it?
Well, at the moment, we're really looking at expanding our catering. So we started catering about a year ago, just picking up, like, vegetable trays and things like that for people. And we've really expanded on that. We do a lot of appetizers now, and we've done a couple weddings at this point. We've done large spaghetti dinners and things like that. So we're really focusing now on how we can make that work within our, with who we have on staff right now, and then how we're going to have to grow based on increased business with catering. So that's really, I think, where our revenue stream is going to come from.
Sure. You talked a little bit about your background and coming into this and basically creating this Grounds for Opportunity, the GFO Cafe. And you mentioned that you're really a little bit intimidated because here you have this mission you're trying to accomplish, but yet there's a business side of this too. And you said your business background wasn't as strong as what you viewed a lot of people out there. And I shared with you that actually, a really, you know, 90% of business people are in the exact same situation. Even if they go to college for what they're doing, whether a doctor or a lawyer or accountant, whatever else, there's still a business side of what they do, and that still has to be learned and discovered. What challenges have you run into with that?
Well, honestly, the biggest challenge is balance between our mission, because we are there to train people, we're there to feed people, and the business side is we need to fund it and be able to afford our equipment and to continue to feed the seniors that need their meals and keep those doors open. And now we have overhead, and there's all these elements that I knew were going to be there, but I really didn't know how I was going to learn about them. So suddenly I'm taking marketing classes, and I am, you know, cruising online for templates for forms, and the just there's so many different pieces of it, that the business side of it, I'm a social worker side, so it's been a big jump to become a business owner.
You mentioned that there's students who have gone through your program, have become qualified cook chef, and are working in some of the local restaurants. How rewarding is that to be able to go out and meet them and see them in a work environment?
I can't even express that really in words. I love going somewhere and seeing one of our graduates that is now full-time employed with benefits, and they are supporting their family, and, you know, they bought a house, and they're thriving in our community, and that is the whole point of community action. So that exiting out of poverty is our ultimate goal, and to be able to see some people do that, it's amazing.
We're just about out of time, but what advice would you give to somebody looking at doing something like you've done? What advice would you give them?
Be open to learning. Every day is a new challenge, and just go with it. Go with the flow. Jump at the opportunities you're given and figure it out.
Make it happen.
Yeah, ask people questions that have been there and done that.
Kevin Hunter here on the Business Forum Show. My special guest is Tammy Davies from Grounds for Opportunity, the GFO Cafe. You can find information at lowercolumbiacap.org, also 360-703-3020. And remember to look for Grounds for Opportunity on Facebook. Thanks for being with us on the show.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, Liberated Syndication, iTunes, and multiple media channels connected to the TBFS radio network. If you have any questions or comments for our staff, please reach out to us at info@thebusinessforumshow.com. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and the TBFS radio staff, I'm Kevin Hunter. Thanks for listening.